Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com. We've been visiting on a fairly regular basis with Kurt Larson, President, CEO of the Equity Livestock Sales Association. They've got multiple locations across the state and into Iowa. And we want to make sure that all of our livestock producers, whether it's beef, dairy, or pork, or anything, knows kind of what's developing. So the story this week, Kurt, has been continued monitoring at the American Foods Group location in Green Bay and the JBS slaughter facility in Green Bay. Give us the latest update you've got from industry sources.
Sure. Thanks, Pam. So American Foods tells us they are still running this week, obviously at a reduced capacity, but they intend to continue processing livestock up there, both from the slaughter side and on the further process side. JBS is having a little more trouble with the employee attendance, I guess. So they're shut down at least the first part of the week here on the slaughter. I suspect it'll probably be all week, but it sounds like they probably have some product in there. They'll do some further process with employees that are available, but we don't expect them to take too many cattle, at least out of the market this week. So We'll see how that. Again, this thing changes pretty quickly, so we could find out tomorrow that American Foods has the same problem, or we could find out tomorrow that maybe JBS has got a few more employees back than we had suspected, but that's what we know this morning here.
Right, yeah, very fluid. And one point that I want to make, Kurt, is this is not a food safety issue. COVID-19 has nothing to do with food safety. This is all about an employee management situation.
That's correct, Pam. That's correct. Again, the Packers are really trying to do a couple of things. One is they're trying to deal with the employee staff that they have at the plant. So obviously what's happening up there, as they have more and more cases test positive, they have more and more people asked to quarantine or to test before they go back out in public or whatever. So obviously, you got plants that size, a couple thousand employees, and you've got a couple different shifts and different things like that, you start to end up short on employees, and it limits what you can get done in a day. But it's not a food safety issue by any means. It's an employee issue. How many can show up? How many are home quarantining? And the other things they're doing is they're trying to, space out the employees a little bit more in the plant. And obviously that can slow down what they can get done in a day too. If they have to put a little more space in between employees or put some barriers in, it means you've got less employees working on a particular line. So it has to go a little bit slower to get the same amount of product done. And it takes a little bit longer. So, they're all working hard trying to protect their employees and trying to keep as many people healthy as they can and get as much product moved through there as they can. But they're dealing with a full cart too.
Kurt Larson, along with us, President, CEO of the Equity Livestock Sales Association. Kurt, I got to ask you, this is just such a terrible place for all of our livestock owners to be in. Equity Livestock is very good about trying to help provide tools, trying to help provide options or different discussion points. Are you guys having those discussions? Are we even asking, or is the market in such critically poor shape that there's really not any tools out there this side of nonstop federal assistance?
Well, Pam, a lot of our tools, we do have the risk management side of our business, but those guys would tell you need to manage your risk a little bit earlier in the process than right now. Obviously, if you're looking to buy like feeder cattle now, obviously those guys can work with them to put some hedges in place and protect some prices down the road. But if you've got fed cattle that are ready to market now, those options get pretty limited when you get close to harvest like that. So definitely if you're early on in the process, I'd definitely reach out to our risk management staff here in Baraboo, and they can discuss some of those procedures and options with you, put a game plan together, some of that kind of stuff. As far as marketing cattle that are ready, that's really, we're directing people to talk to the local market manager. Again, those are the guys that are really in contact with those buyers on a day-to-day basis, so they know what they're expecting for a price. They know what they're expecting for volumes. They know what the buyers are looking for. So they can be the best person to probably advise people right now if you've got something to go when to bring it in, when to maybe hold it a couple of days, or you know, to try a neighboring market or whatever. Our guys are pretty good. They talk to each other pretty regular. I know most of our guys are talking to their neighboring market after the sales just to see, compare notes, who had what, and you know, what prices were, what the demand was, who could have used a little more of something, and that type of thing. And they certainly work well together with connecting producers back and forth. And we've gone a long way recently with our guys to try to work more cooperatively with each other to provide a little better service to the producers. So
now, and your point also was, although it doesn't look good here in Wisconsin, overall, we're probably in a better position now as far as the processing side than we were a couple weeks ago.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. If we look at, you know, nationwide, the number of plants that had been shut down, you know, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, you know, we've got a lot of plants that came back online last week, and in a limited capacity, obviously, but they're back online nonetheless, so that would indicate they got through last week at a reduced capacity. They're going to step up a little bit more this week. Just unfortunately for those of us in Wisconsin, that, you know, the two plants seeming to have the most challenge right now happen to be the two plants in Green Bay that tend to service a lot of our product. But, you know, the folks market a lot of colored fed cattle, the beef type cattle. You know, three or four of the plants that we normally ship to had been down 2 weeks ago for the whole week. So obviously, and then just starting up last week on a limited capacity, trying to clean up what they already had. That market's been pretty tough for us the last couple of weeks, but we're optimistic here. They're getting caught up, and they're ramping up a little bit more production each day. So hopefully they're getting over their issues, and that'll be a much better market going forward. So.
You know, you also make the point, Kurt, that we need to think smart about how we're managing these animals short term. That idea that, well, okay, fine, I can't find a decent price for her, I'm going to kick her out to pasture or kick her out with the bull. You may be shooting yourself in the foot for 2021.
Right, Pam. So we've heard from a number of producers that have made comments like that to us. And the thing we want people to remember, and we've said this all along, that, you know, we need to, you know, people need to take a breath and, you know, stay calm about this. I understand it can be very stressful for some people and that type of thing, but we need to think about the long-term effect. And we do have this huge bulge of livestock that, you know, are ready for harvest now, and we'll be working their way through the pipeline once we resume production and get back up to capacity. And that's going to take us a while to get work through that. We've had several weeks here of reduced capacity, and it looks like it'll continue here, you know, at least a couple more weeks as we deal with a couple of these plants being down. But obviously, you know, especially looking farther out, you know, you're going to take that cow and breed her. Well, now, you know, potentially we'll have another cull cow next year. You'll have another calf, and that's going to be another fed cattle out a year and a half from now. And, you know, as we know, we see these reports from USDA with the number of cattle on feed, and, you know, some of these types of numbers, they indicate that, you know, we're kind of at the peak, and we were hoping to wind back down to get back to within capacity, so, you know, we don't have to run quite as hard. And typically when we see that contraction is typically when we see some recovery on prices too. And obviously if we're going to continue to push this bulge of cattle out and create more down the road, that doesn't really give us a light at the end of the tunnel. So
yeah, and do you even think we'll be able to work her through by 2021?
It's a little early for me, I guess, to make that determination. I don't know how long this thing is going to last, and I don't know how quick it'll ramp back up. I mean, our processors can be pretty efficient when they get everybody healthy and back to work and can get going. The big question is, you know, how soon does that happen? And we don't know what the employee base is going to look like after this either. How many people are going to want to continue working? I know we've heard reports of people, you know, deciding it might be time to retire and you know, some of these kinds of things. So, mm-hmm. You know, this might have been one of those moments for a lot of people they realize they need to slow down a little bit and enjoy life a little more. So don't necessarily know what that workforce is going to look like and what the efficiency will be on the other side. We're optimistic. I mean, we know it's been done before. We know we can do it again. We'll just have to see how the cards fall here.
Yeah, very true. Kurt Larson along with us. He is the president, CEO of the Equity Livestock Sales Association. Again, they're partners with you. Like Kurt said, if you've got questions about how to market your cattle, any of your animals, call that local market manager and find out what they're seeing, what kinds of trends they've got there. That is really your ally when it comes to these difficult situations. And keep
going back to the Equity website, too, just in case there's any adjustments or any new information there. Of course, we try to get it on right away, but you might want to refer to that as well. That's equitycoop.com. I'm Pam Yonke.